State officials and farm leaders in two blue states take issue with the new tariff policies. We'll start with Colorado today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing, the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. In the presidential election nearly a year ago, voters in Colorado favored Kamala Harris over Donald Trump. So, no surprise that there's some pushback there concerning Trump's stance on tariffs, particularly with respect to agriculture. Dave Young is the Colorado State Treasurer.
Unpredictable tariffs mean ranchers can't plan for the next season's feed costs and equipment dealers can't forecast orders. Processors can't secure stable export contracts. That uncertainty doesn't just hurt producers. It ripples through every part of the supply chain. That ultimately raises prices for consumers, and that makes us all concerned.
Chad Franke, president of the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, says the biggest impact of the tariff scenario is uncertainty.
The effects of tariffs on agricultural producers, especially family farmers and ranchers, is complicated and difficult to quantify. We ask that tariffs be utilized as a tool in a well-thought-out trade policy, and when implemented, done in ways which do not further the loss of family agricultural operations.
Young and Frank's counterparts in Minnesota share these tariff sentiments, and we'll hear from them tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.